KCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Park City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's time now for Red Raider Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening and welcome to Marathon High School Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it's a non-conference matchup between Marathon and Stanley Boyd. From the Marathon High School gym, I'm Chad Holmes. Well, the JV game is running a little long. It's turned into a very exciting finish. 11.5 seconds to go in the junior varsity game. Marathon with a narrow lead. It is 35-33. Missed free throw. Stanley Boyd will have a chance to tie or win the game. Into the forecourt, 5 seconds to go. Three-pointer from the left wing is short, no good. Rebound grab by the Raiders, and Marathon will hold on and win the junior varsity game by a score of 35-33. Well, hopefully we'll get just as exciting a varsity matchup. Stanley Boyd from the Cloverbelt Conference West. They are 7-12 overall, 3-6 in the conference. Marathon is 14-3 overall, and they are 8-3 in the Marrowood Conference South. Marathon comes in after a win on Thursday, 60-29 over New McCathic, a game that we hope you caught right here on 98.9 WXCO. It was a game the Red Raiders jumped on the Cardinals very quickly, took a big lead in the first half, and cruised to the win. Marathon has won 6 of their last 7 games and have had just an outstanding campaign. 14-3 overall, 8-3 in the conference, but some big conference games coming up. They will take on Stratford here on Thursday night. They still have a trip to Assumption coming up next Tuesday, and then Auburndale here on the final night of the regular season on February the 20th. Meantime, their opponent's a very young team, a talented team, but a couple of freshmen starting, a freshman leading scorer, and a team that's won their last 2 games. Stanley Boyd comes in after a win over Thorpe, 45-33 on Friday. And earlier in the week on Tuesday, they defeated Cadott by a score of 45-34. Marathon, a Division IV team, stepping up here tonight. Stanley Boyd, they compete in Division III. So again, into the month of February, games all have meaning as we get closer and closer to the seeding and the postseason playoffs. Coming up, we will hear the pregame comments of the head coach of the Marathon Red Raiders. I'll be talking to Jeff Schneider straight ahead. It's Marathon and Stanley Boyd. Red Raider girls basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you bank with People's State Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in a recent survey, customers said our bankers were helpful, flexible, and willing to work with their situation more than any other response. So if you're going it alone with your bank, we invite you to join our community and experience what it's like with People's State Bank on your side. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are 4 reasons to see Four Seasons Screen Printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number 4 to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Marathon High School girls basketball continues on 98.9 WXCO. Tonight, another non-conference game for the Raiders taking on Stanley Boyd. From the Marathon High School gym, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Jeff Schneider. Coach, I was saying that I was tuned into Tom doing the broadcast Thursday in your game against Newman Catholic, and obviously the thing you wanted to do, come out and take control, and you took control early. I imagine that's exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, it was awful. I mean, obviously we got off to a good start and, you know, put some pressure on them and got some things off the defense, and then it was nice to, you know, a lot of kids scored, a lot of kids played a decent amount, so that was great.
Early in the year, it felt like you got off to slower starts. Has that improved? Have you felt like your team is getting off to better starts as the season's going on?
Yeah, at times. You know, I think we still, you know, just need to work to become more consistent overall, whether it be in the beginning or middle or end. Just trying to keep working to things we're trying to do, get quality shots, and then just keep defending and rebounding, and you know, try to get up the floor and play with a good pace. So,
get a little deeper than that, because obviously when you look at your record right now, it is outstanding, but you have some really significant conference games coming up to wrap up towards the regular season. And as you look at where you are right now, what are the areas that right now you think, okay, against Stratford later in the week or against Auburndale or Assumption coming up as well, plus the playoffs, what are those areas that you feel like maybe you're, you know, taking steps, but you just have to get a little bit more in order to take that next step?
Yeah, I think on the offensive end, it's being able to work together with the five that are out there, whether it be recognizing if we have advantage to take that, or if we need to run some of our actions, that we work together and do that so that we can try to gain an advantage. So I think we're working on that. I think it's coming. I think when kids, catch the ball well, they see well, they don't panic, so to speak, they can get they can really work together and we can get good shots. So I think that's one big one. And then I would think being able to consistently apply pressure on defense, whether it be in the full court to just pester people and make them play faster than they want, or in the half court, being able to just not give up anything easy, challenge things, and then give them one shot.
I want to ask you about the defense, because obviously right from the start of the season, one of the keys that you're looking at was to use your depth, to keep the pressure on, mm-hmm. to really lean on your opponents, I think, for the entirety of a basketball game. As your defense has gone throughout the season, have you seen it improve have you made? Has it been able to make things tougher on your opponents, or are there still some areas in that in terms of as well?
Yeah, I think we've made it tougher on opponents, especially when we communicate and talk. When we get all five kids talking, whether it be we're switching stuff or whether it be we're, you know, getting to the help side, not hugging our kids on the opposite the ball, you know, we can be real solid. And then you know, just fighting and clawing and boxing out and getting physical and getting that rebound so that we can, you know, we can try to get up the floor and get an advantage that way.
Tonight's Nate Boyd. It's a Division III team. No, obviously, it's always great to, in a non-conference to play up. Looking at what they won their last couple of games, it's looked like a little bit of a seesaw. It's interesting to see a freshman as their leading scorer. What have you noticed about Stanley Boyd? What do you expect tonight?
I think they've got some super young kids, like you said. I know their coach a little bit, and he does an outstanding job. They're obviously kind of in a building thing, you know, building phase, but they just, you know, they keep getting better. And you know, they're going to be a really tough task for us to come in, and hopefully we can, you know, play some good basketball and improve, and we know that they're going to make us better.
Sometimes those are the kind of teams that can jump up, because I think you take a look at your record from last year to this year.
Yeah.
At some point, things click. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you face a team, especially when you get later in a season, the record can be a bit deceiving, can it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they've played some really – really good opponents, and you know, the Fall Creeks and McDonald's and Regis and all them, and we have two, but you know, that it doesn't really matter what the record is. It's, you know, they're a good basketball team and they're improving, and you know, we just have to come out and do the best we can, especially with, you know, we're down some kids tonight with illness and injury, so just come out and play ball and see what happens.
Finally, what is the challenge when you are a bit shorthanded? Because obviously you've had probably a rotation, a pattern, yeah, that you wanted to do this year. How much does it change for you with the chess pieces?
Yeah, it changes. You know, so, yeah, I think the challenge is this, that kids, you know, maybe play more minutes than usual, and, you know, their conditioning hopefully does all right, and we, you know, take care of the ball as best we can and have different groups out there. And, you know, we've been doing this kind of all year, and this is, I think, an advantage to us with the amount of kids that we played and the experience that they have. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward for kids to go out there and play, and we'll see what happens.
And I imagine that you're not going to get too many frowns when you just tell the girls, hey, you may get a few more minutes here tonight.
Yeah. No. And, you know, it's good. This is a great group, and like I said, we've relied on, you know, we've had great leadership, and it's going to be hopefully a good game.
Good luck tonight.
All right, thanks, Chad.
Coach of the Red Raiders, Jeff Schneider, will come back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Thank you.
and Chad Holmes back again from Marathon. Time for a look at the starting lineup for tonight's girls' non-conference matchup between the Red Raiders and the Stanley Boyd Orioles. For Stanley Boyd, 7-12 overall, 3-6 in the Clover Belt West. Number 5, Celine Sector, a senior, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 2.9 points per game. Number 12, Bailey Sikora, a 5'7" junior, 6.9 points per game. Number 14, Aaliyah Allard, a 5'9 senior, 6.1 points per game. Number 34, Caitlin Ketterhagen. She is a freshman, 5 feet 7 inches tall, averaging 5.1 points per game. And another freshman, number 44, Kendall Sikora. She is a 5'7" freshman, averaging 8.5 points per game. Again for Stanley Boyd, Celine Sikter, Bailey Cora, Aaliyah Allard, Caitlin Ketterhagen, and Kendall Sikora. Head coach of Stanley Boyd is Ryan Wondrell. For the Marathon Red Raiders, 14 wins and 3 losses overall, 8-3 in the Marrowwood Conference South. Number 4, Miley Hulke, a 5'10 junior, 11.1 points, 7.5 rebounds per game. After missing 4 games, back in the starting lineup is Emma Love, number 5, a 6-foot junior, 10.5 points, 7.1 rebounds per game. Number 10, Caden Sapinski, a 5'5 senior, 2.4 points per game. Number 13, Kyla Heisey, a 5'9 senior, 4.2 points per game. And number 32, Maven Schneider, a 5'8 sophomore, 4.6 points per game. Again, for Marathon, Miley Hulke, Emma Love, Caden Sapinski, Kyla Heisey, and Maven Schneider. Coach of the Red Raiders is Jeff Schneider. We will take one more timeout and then come back with the opening tip. Marathon taking on Stanley Boyd, high school girls basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting work@county.com.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Part City! Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Part City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Part City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
Heisey. On 5-9 seeding number 13, Iowa Heisey. And a 5-8 sophomore number 32, David Snyder.
And we are back. Starting lineups were just introduced, and now we're ready to go. Marathon and Stanley Boyd. Again, every timeout tonight brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. And then at halftime, we'll have our Marathon Athletic Club calendar supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. Marathon in the home white, Stanley Boyd in the road black. Marathon going from left to right in front of my broadcast position in the first half of play. Emma Love will jump center here for the Red Raiders. There's the toss, and we are underway. Marathon wins the tap. Into the forecourt, Caden Sapinski. Right wing side, Maven Schneider. Schneider gets it out top, Miley Halkey. 22 feet from the basket. Miley down the right-hand side of the lane, stops. Kicks it back out to Kyla Heisey. Heisey moves it left-hand side to Schneider. Schneider, 22 feet from the basket. She'll dribble between the circles. Moves it left-hand side, Sapinski. Sapinski back. Out top, nearly stolen, but grabbed by Love. Love near the center circle. Right wing side, Caden Sapinski, 20 feet from the basket. Good pass, right block. Halkey up at the right hand, lays it up and in. Good position by Miley Halkey on the right block. Gets Marathon on the board, 2-0 Red Raiders. Marathon will set up pressure in the backcourt. Bobbled by the freshman, Caitlin Ketterhagen, moves it right hand side to the other freshman, Kendall Sikora. Sikora moves it right corner. Open three for Bailey. Sikora is no good. Rebound is grabbed by Allard. Allard on the putback, no good. Ball still loose on the floor. It will be battle for and tied up. But the alternate possession arrow pointing towards the Orioles. 2-0 Marathon, 59 seconds into the game. Stanley Boyd will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounded near the left block. Now kick. Left wing side, Aaliyah Allard. Allard moves left wing side, Sikora. That's Kendall Sikora. Sikora to the free throw line, stripped of the ball. Tipped, moved right hand side, Ketterhagen. She'll try a three, off the window, no good. Rebound grabbed by Miley Halkey for Marathon. Maven Schneider into the forecourt for the Red Raiders. Stops at the top of the key. Moves it left corner, Sapinski. Inside Miley Halkey, off her fingertips and stolen away. Picked off by Bailey Sikora. Into the front court comes Stanley Boyd. Into the lane, Ketterhagen. Kicks it back out, Kendall Sikora. She goes down the lane. Floater from five is short, no good. Rebound grabbed by Halkey for Marathon. Raiders get it back. Into the forecourt. Heading to the basket is Caden Sapinski. Misses the floater off the backboard from 5 feet away. Weak side rebound grabbed by Ketterhagen. Back up court now comes Ketterhagen. Left corner. Three-pointer for Sikora is good. That's Bailey Sikora. Two Sikoras Bailey out there. Gets Stanley Boyd on the board. Gives the Orioles their first lead. 3-2, 2 minutes into the game. Heisey down low, Love. Love up the right hand of Banker is good. Good position down low by Emma Love. 4-3 Marathon. 15:50 to go in the first half. Raiders, as always, showing some pressure. Into the forecourt, though, comes Sikora. Bailey Sikora stops, kicks it out top. Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen between the circles. Ketterhagen moves it left corner. With it is Aaliyah Allard. Allard stops and takes a hop, and that will be a walk. Traveling on the Orioles, turnover on Stanley Boyd. First substitutions, Macy Mishka, who had a good game in double figures against Newman on Thursday, checks in. And Caitlin Love comes in.
And number three, Caitlin Love.
Sapinski out and Halkey out for the Red Raiders. Over the timeline, Maven Schneider. Schneider looking to penetrate. Schneider to the basket. Left-handed layup is short. Rebound is grabbed, and getting bumped is Caitlin Ketterhagen, and she is fouled. First foul of the night on either side on Macy Mishka. Inbounded, taken on the far side by Seichter. Seichter. Gets it back over to Kendall Sikora. Now into the forecourt, Ketterhagen. Tip from behind. Good hands by Macy Mishka. Picked up by Schneider. 3-on-1. Drops it down low. Deflected. Grabbed by Love. Missing is Caitlin Love. Putback is no good. This time it is Emma Love who lays it up and in. And she'll be fouled and get an opportunity for a three-point play. Three opportunities at the hole for Marathon. Ultimately the basket for Emma Love.
The Orioles, her first, team's first, love at the
foul line. Foul cone on Aaliyah Allard.
Number 20 in for the Orioles.
And Stella Koala comes in for the Orioles, Kowalski, replacing Caitlin Ketterhagen. So the 6 foot junior, Emma Love, stepping to the free throw line. Free throw is good.
That is
five early points here for Emma Love. 7-3 lead for the Red Raiders. Breaking the pressure is Koala. Now stops left wing, looking for the cutter. Ball is tipped, ball is loose, and it's dug out by Emma Love. Gets it ahead, Caitlin Love. Love into the forecourt. Love to the right wing. Love to the right corner. Drops it down low. Emma Love lays it up. It's called for an offensive foul. Offensive foul. Push off on Emma Love. She made the shot, but it's waved off.
Her first team, second.
Number one on Emma Love. Number two on the team. Miley Halkey back in now for the Red Raiders, replacing Emma Love. .14:40 to go, first half, 7-3 Marathon with the lead. Inbounded, taken by Aaliyah Allard. Allard hands it off, Kendall Sikora. Sikora in the backcourt, back to Allard. Allard over the timeline. Allard stops 22 feet from the basket, gets it out top, and then a miscommunication. Got it to Kendall Sikora out top, and then breaking was Allard, and expecting her to settle on the left wing with Sikora, and the ball flies into the Marathon bench. So turnover again on the Orioles. Marathon up by four, has the basketball. Addie Malepsky's pass deflected, grabbed on the right-hand side by Molly Halkey. Halkey into the right corner, now a whistle away from the basketball. And a foul coming up on Marathon. Second foul early on Macy Mishka. So Macy Mishka will sit down. Caden Sapinski back in. Inbounded by Stanley Boyd. With it is Kendall Sikora. Gets double teamed on the right hand side. Passes left into the forecourt. Allard. Allard, a little crossover. Left wing, 20 feet from the basket. Allard looks down low. Ball is battled for it. Tipped, goes out of bounds. Off of Miley Halkey. She stripped it away from Seichter.
Schneider in for the Red Raiders.
Ball will stay with Stanley Boyd. Maven Schneider in. Addie Malepsky out.
For the Orioles.
Caitlin Ketterhagen back in for the Orioles. Inbounded down low. With it is Ketterhagen. Now dribbles to the right elbow. Moves it left wing side. With it is Sikora. Kendall Sikora into the lane. And then she takes an extra hop and is called for traveling. .13:49 to go, first half. 7-3 is the lead for Marathon. In the front court, Maven Schneider. Schneider, 30 feet from the hole. Schneider needs some help. Moves it left. Taken there by Kyla Heise. Heise, 22 feet from the basket. Moves it over on the right to Halkey. Halkey holds it. Halkey hits the cutter. Heading to the basket. Laid up and good by Caitlin Love. Good finish by Caitlin Love. Not an easy shot. Good feet hitting the cutter by Halkey. Inbounds pass tipped out of bounds off of Schneider. 9-3 Marathon. 7-0 run here for the Red Raiders. Inbounded. Taken by Aaliyah Allard. Now moved on the right-hand side to Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen over the timeline for the Orioles. Freshman gives it to her other freshman, Kendall Sikora. Sikora stops near the left block. Oh, takes an extra step. Got away with it. Misses the banker from 10. Rebound grab by Miley Halkey. Back up court. Heise. Left-hand side, Schneider. Left corner, Sapinski. Up for a three. Came up short, no good. Rebound, Bailey Sikora for Stanley Boyd. Pushing is Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen stops right wing. Gets it out top, Kendall Sikora. Moves it down low. Allard. Allard back to the right wing. Three-pointer, Ketterhagen. Rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Miley Halkey.
Emma Love in for the Red Raiders.
Emma Love in for Caden Sapinski for the Raiders. Inbounded on the baseline. taken out top by Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen moves it left wing. Dribbling is Koala, had it tipped. Ball is battled for. Koala gets it back. Koala looks inside. Ball tipped again. Halkey got a hand on it into the fingers of Kyla Heise. Now, of course, quick comes Marathon. Inside intended from Caitlin Love to Emma Love, but picked off by the Orioles. Ketterhagen back into the front court. Ketterhagen gets it between the circles. Sikora. Sikora stopped near the left elbow. Gets bumped and gets fouled.
Marathon ball on Heise.
Addie Molepsky back in. Marathon again missing Katie LeBlanc due to illness. Annika Pashek. Chen Ping Pakatong. Isabella Varden. Maya Bookburger. Lots of players out tonight for Marathon. Inbounded. Left hand side. With it is Kendall Sikora. 18 feet from the basket. Backs it up. Swings it out top. Taken there by Lauren Potasek. Now back with it is Ketterhagen. Penetrates. Kicks it left wing side. Potasek. Potasek stops. Now looks inside. Post up play by Serene Seichter. Seichter kicks it into the right corner. Kendall Sikora. Sikora penetrates. Sikora stops. Sikora needs some help. Looks down low. Tipped away from Seichter, but gets it back in the right corner. Now in her grill is Emma Love. Gets it into the right corner. Kendall Sikora. Sikora working against Miley Hawkey. Now dribble penetrates. Stops just inside the free throw line. Kick back out top. Stella Koala. Pass inside. Tip. Ball is loose. Still battle for it. Dug out by the Red Raiders. And Caitlin Love gets it ahead to Schneider. Schneider left wing. Schneider gets it on the wing. Taken by Caitlin Love. 22 feet from the basket. Looks inside. Intended for Molepsky. Tipped away and stolen. Picked up by Koala. Koala into the forecourt. Right wing side, Potashek. Top of the key. Three-pointer for Kendall Sikora is no good. And the ball goes out of bounds to Marathon. Been stuck on 9-3 for a while and a timeout called by Marathon. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 9-3 Raiders, 10:52 to go in the first half. This is Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you bank with People's State Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in a recent survey, customers said our bankers were helpful, flexible, and willing to work with their situation more than any other response. So if you're going it alone with your bank, we invite you to join our community and experience what it's like with People's State Bank on your side. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons Screen Printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
10:52 to go in the first half. Marathon 9, Stanley Boyd 3. Been a long dry spell offensively for Stanley Boyd. Raiders have the basketball. Caitlin Love gets it over to Maven Schneider. Schneider into the forecourt. Hawkey. Miley Hawkey on the right wing. Hawkey, 21 feet from the basket. Hawkey dribbles near the top of the key. Hawkey. Her pass gets away from Maven Schneider, out of bounds. Unforced turnover there on the Raiders. Ball back with Stanley Boyd. Inbounded, Caitlin Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen near the timeline. Ketterhagen crosses, gets between the double team, now into the lane. Dropped it down low, tipped out of bounds by Miley Hawkey. Ball will be inbounded by the Orioles on the baseline under their offensive basket. Looking, still looking, is Aaliyah Allard. Her pass deflected, ball is loose, goes out of bounds, off of the fingers of Silene Seichter. Turnover on the Orioles. Caden Sapinski back in for Marathon, replacing Addie Molepsky. Maven Schneider will bring it over the timeline for the Raiders. Moves it near side with it to Sapinski. Sapinski looking to penetrate. Stops, looks down low, ball is tipped. Grabbed by Emma Love, off with the right hand, lays it up and in.
Emma Love.
7 points in the first half for Emma Love. 11-3, Raiders, as we hit 10 minutes to go in the first half. Orioles will bring it back up court. On the near side, Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen now looking to penetrate. Ketterhagen stops. Moves it left wing. Lula Koala back to Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen moves it between the circles. With it there, bobbling it is Adler. May have got away the palming. Now goes up from 15. Off the mark, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Caitlin Love. Back up court comes Marathon. Maven Schneider. Schneider moves it left-hand side. Caitlin Love, 25 feet from the hole. Holds it. Still holds it. Still holds it. Now starts her dribble. Love now needs some help as she kills the dribble. Looking for the cutter. Grabbed by Sapinski. Sapinski lays it up and in.
Sapinski.
Wasn't the prettiest of offensive sets for the Raiders, but in the end, get the basket for Caden Sapinski. Her first points of the game, and Marathon with double-digit lead, 13-3. Into the forecourt comes Stanley Boyd. Lula Koala moves it right-hand side. With it is Patacic. Rotated left wing, Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen, left wing. Ball tipped, Ketterhagen gets it back. And then she throws it away. Picked up by Caitlin Love. 2-on-1. Love heading to the basket. Lays it up and in. Timeout called by Stanley Boyd. Big run for the Raiders. 13-0 run. 15-3 Marathon. Again, our timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. This is Marathon High School Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no over-promising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Just past the midway point of the first half, 8:51 to go. 15-3 Marathon with the lead. Stanley Boyd looking to inbound against pressure. Taken by Kendall Sikora. Freshman dribbles, working against Kyla Heisey. Still with it, Sikora bobbled it, and now a whistle. And a foul will be called on Marathon. Nope, it'll be an offensive foul. That's what I thought. I was a little surprised. Little push by Kendall Sikora.
Kendall Sikora, her first team's second.
So the Raiders get it back. Heisey left wing, looks down low. Good pass to Emma Love. Misses the layup. And then over the top goes Macy Mishkin. I think that'll be the third foul on her.
Marathon foul on Mishka. That's her third, team's fifth.
Macy Mishka with some quick fouls here has to sit down again.
Schneider in for the Red Raiders.
The Raiders sophomore not very happy as she takes a seat on the bench. Into the forecourt, breaking the pressure this time is Stanley Boyd. Koala, left wing, air ball, rebound, Seichter, and be fouled on the putback and get a couple of free throws. Maven Schneider called for the foul. Her first team foul, number six.
Seichter at the line for two.
5'9" senior, Celine Seichter. Free throw is perfect. She averages 3 points per game. One more to come. Second free throw is good. Stops that 13-point run for Marathon. Now 15-5 Raiders, 8:25 to go in the first half. Marathon into the forecourt, left-hand side, Caden Sapinski. Sapinski inside to Schneider. Schneider, good pass to Emma Love. Left to the basket, lays it up, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Bailey Sikora for Snake Boyd. Back up court come the Orioles. Just left at the top of the key, Kennedy Reed gets it out top. Kendall Sikora hands it off to Lula Koala. Koala into the lane. Koala moves it right-hand side. Kennedy Reed up for three. Back racket, no good. Rebound taken by Kyla Heise. Gets it ahead, Schneider. Schneider takes a little hop, takes an extra step, and that will be traveling.
In for the Red Raiders.
Caitlin Love and Miley Hulkey back in now for the Raiders. Emma Love and Katie Cliver will each take a seat. Inbounded on the far side. Seichter. Seichter moves it near side. Kendall Sikora. Sikora over to Kennedy Reed. Back to Sikora. Left-hand side. Makes a nice little move. Gets into the forecourt. Now into the lane. Goes to the basket. Right-hander partially blocked by Schneider. And the ball tipped out of bounds off of Kendall Sikora. Good move by Sikora. Got into the lane, but a good defensive play made by Maven Schneider for the Red Raiders. Remains 15-5 Raiders. Oh, bad pass. Picked off by Kendall Sikora. Heads to the basket, lays it up and in. Steal near the timeline. Leads to an easy layup for Sikora. This time the Raiders break the pressure. Heise to the basket. Heise lays it up and in.
Heise!
After turning it over the last possession, the Raiders that time beat the pressure. And Kyla Heise gets her first points. 17-7 Marathon. 7:07 to go, first half. Into the front court. Kendall Sikora penetrates, kicks it left-hand side. Lula Koala. Koala works her way back out 30 feet from the hole. Now Koala bobbles it. Oh, boy, having trouble. And there's a whistle and a fall. Oh, we're going to get a conversation. They're going to say timeout first. Timeout, Stanley Boyd. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. They'll say the timeout came before the foul. Quick reminder, tomorrow night, PA talking about it. Newman at Marathon in boys basketball. So tomorrow night, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. Tom Weaver will be here. Bring you all the action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I will be at Marathon Park tomorrow night. Wausau West Hockey against East Merrill United. You can hear that game live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. 6:45 airtime. So again, live here on 98.9 and online. Marathon against Newman and boys basketball with Tom, and I'll be on the Sports 2 stream tomorrow night on WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app for Wausau West Hockey. 17-7, left-hand side with it, Lula Koala. Koala dribbles. Koala looking to penetrate. Koala into the lane. Lost it. Gets it back. Moves it right corner. Rotated out top, Kendall Sikora. Sikora, a little crossover. Stops near the left elbow. Moves it right wing side, Kennedy Reed. Reed lost it. Dug out by Maven Schneider. Schneider gets it ahead. Kyla Heise. Heise on the left wing. Heise, 22 feet from the basket. Heise looking to penetrate. Had it tipped from behind and stolen. Picked up by Silene Seichter. Not the cleanest first half. A lot of turnovers on both sides. Now going to the basket. As going down was Heise. Looked like he got shaken up. Rebound. Grab by Kendall Sikora. No good. Looks like, I think, Heise's going to be okay. She's back up. Little bit of a limp. But now into the forecourt come the Raiders. Heise, 25 feet from the basket. Heise. Dribble penetrates. Heise into the lane, and she'll be fouled. Trip to the free throw line for Kyla Heise.
Seichter.
Celine Seichter gets called for the foul. Her first, third team foul on Stanley Boyd. First free throw for Kyla Heise is perfect. 3 points for Kyla. 5'9" senior, averaging 4.2 points per game.
And Allard, and for the Orioles, Caitlin Love.
Caitlin Love back in for the Red Raiders. Heisey makes his free throw with another sub. And she does. Addie Malepski back in, replacing Heisey. Probably make sure that that ankle is okay after she went down. To 19-7, Marathon with the lead. 5:41 to go, first half. Caitlin Ketterhagen gets it over to Kendall Sikora. Pair of freshmen bringing it up court for Stanley Boyd. Ketterhagen near the top of the key. Ketterhagen still dribbles between the circles. Ketterhagen moves it right-hand side, Koala. Koala works her way near the top of the key. Koala stops, moves it left-hand side, Bailey Sikora. Now left-hand side, Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen backs it up, working against the defense of Miley Halkey. Still dribbling, now left-hand side, Koala fakes the three. Tries to dribble, penetrate against Malepski. Now stops, now on the left wing, 20 feet from the hole. Good defense by Malepski. Right-hand side, Kendall Sikora. Into the right corner. With it is Allard. Allard lost the ball. Picked up on the near side by Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen, 18-footer from the left wing, way off the mark. Nothing but backboard. Rebound to Miley Halkey for the Red Raiders. Back up court comes Marathon. Caitlin Love left at the top of the key. Caitlin stops her dribble. Has it tipped away and stolen. Picked up by Lula Koala. And then a whistle. And that will put Marathon over the foul limit.
Marathon foul on Caitlin Love. That's her first.
Number one on Caitlin Love. And free throws coming up for Lula Koala. It will be a 1-1.
Koala in at the line for 1-1.
4:38 to go, first half. Only 7 points on the board so far for the Orioles. Free throw is too hard, no good. Rebound is battled for Koala, gets her own board. Then her pass deflected, but into the hands on the left-hand side to Ketterhagen. Now with it is Kendall Sikora. Sikora, 18 feet from the hole. Passes to Koala. Koala penetrates, drops it down low. Forced up, no good, but Aaliyah Allard is fouled, and Allard will get a couple of free throws.
Marathon foul on Caitlin Love, her second, team's eighth.
Two fouls in the last few seconds on Caitlin Love. First free throw
Allard
is good. First point for Aaliyah Allard, averaging 6.1 points per game.
For the Orioles.
Kyla Heisey back in, replacing Addie Malepski for the Red Raiders.
Koala in for the Orioles.
Stella Koala in for Lula Koala for Stanley Boyd. Second free throw for Allard is no good. Rebound is grabbed by Miley Halkey for the Red Raiders. 19-8 Marathon, 4:15 to go in the half. Caitlin Love looking down low. Good grab by Schneider. Right wing side, Heisey. Open for a three. Rattles out, no good. Halfway down, bad break for Kyla Heisey. Pass tipped by and stolen by Maven Schneider. Schneider now looking to penetrate. Schneider to the hole, lays it up and in. Good defense of play, and then a basket by Maven Schneider. Her first points, 21-8, 3:50 to go in the first half. Left-hand side, with it is Stella Koala, gets it back out top. With it is Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen, 25 feet from the hole, moves it to Koala. Left-hand side, Kendall Sikora. Sikora, looking baseline. Now Sikora into the lane, gets bumped. Oh, nope, they'll call it palming. Palming the basketball on Kendall Sikora. .334 to go. 21-8, first half of play. Marathon with the lead. Into the forward court, Miley Halkey. Halkey, 25 feet from the basket. Gets it out top. Caitlin Love. Love around the screen. Pick and roll. Going to the basket. Halkey lays it up and in. Setting the screen, rolling to the basket was Miley Halkey. Took the feed from Caitlin Love. 4 points for Miley Halkey. Fifth biggest lead of the game, 15 points for the Raiders, 23-8. Pass tipped again. Another turnover on the Orioles. Picked up by Schneider. Schneider stops at the right block. Now needs some help. Gives it off to Emma Love. Love into the right corner, Schneider. Schneider skips it left wing side, Heise, but a walk is called. Before releasing, traveling on Maven Schneider. Stanley Boyd has had no answers for the Marathon defense here tonight. Inbounded, Leo Allard. Allard into the forecourt, nearly pawned it, but no whistle. Out top, Caitlin Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen may have got away with the walk. Nope, she did not. She gets called for traveling. Another turnover on the Orioles. So Marathon gets it back, looking to extend a 15-point lead. Over the timeline comes Caitlin Love. Love stops 20 feet from the basket. Gets it to Halkey, right-hand side. Back out top, Heise. Heise around a screen for Miley Halkey. Left-hand side, Emma Love. Emma, 21 feet from the basket. Between circles, Heise. Back to Emma Love. Love dribbles with the right hand. Gives it off to Caitlin Love. Thought about the three, does not pull the trigger. Now looking to penetrate, stops near the right elbow. Back out top to Halkey. Halkey, dribble, penetrates. Halkey in the lane, up with the right-hander. Good, from 7 feet away. Nice finish, nice little dribble move into the lane by Miley Halkey. 6 points for the Red Raider junior. 25-8 Marathon, minute 50 to go in the half. Ketterhagen gets it out top. Kendall Sakura. Sakura stops, left-hand side of the lane. Left corner, Koala. Koala does not pull the trigger. Back out top, Potashek. Potashek looks for the cutter, tipped away, but grabbed on the left-hand side by Koala. Right-hand side, Kendall Sakura. Sakura into the right corner. Potashek goes up for three and hits it. So Potashek gets her first points of the game. Three-point field goal with 1:21 to go in the half, makes it 25-11. Caden Sapinski back in for Marathon.
Number 30, Kennedy Reed in for the Orioles.
Caitlin Love will take a seat for the Red Raiders. Miley Halkey in the backcourt moves it left. Now into the forecourt. Maven Schneider, left-hand side. Schneider stops about 30 feet from the basket. Now needs some help. Still looking. Bounce pass taken by Sapinski. Sapinski between the circles. Sapinski hits the cutter. Schneider. Schneider drops it down low beautifully. Emma Love lays it up and in. Nice little feed by Schneider. Emma Love now with 9 points. 27-11 Raiders, 47 seconds in the first half. With it is Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen in the lane. Leans in and hits from 8 feet away. Caitlin Ketterhagen, her first points of the game. 27-13, 32 seconds in the half and getting bumped. As he dribbles it into the forecourt is Schneider. Only the fourth team foul on Stanley Boyd.
Foul on Reed. Her first.
Kennedy Reed called for her first. 31.6 seconds on the clock. Caden Sapinski moves it near, between the circles. Maven Schneider. Schneider dribbles, gets to the left elbow, stops, moves it right corner, Sapinski fakes the three-pointer, kicks it left-hand side, Heise open for a jumper, no good, rebound fought for, goes off the fingertips of Emma Love and out of bounds. So 13 seconds on the clock as Stanley Boyd will go the full length of the court. Inbounded, Lauren Potashek, moves it near side, Ketterhagen down to seven, Ketterhagen moves it right-hand side. With it is Potashek, down to two. She'll fire at the buzzer. Came up short, no good. And that will do it for the first half of play. So Marathon, looking for win number 15 on the season, have a 14-point lead, 27-13 at the intermission. We will have your Marathon Athletic Club calendar coming up next. This is Marathon High School Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
And the Marathon Athletic Club wants you to know about events taking place at your Marathon schools. Tomorrow at 4:15, a wrestling boys 6th through 8th grade meet at P.J. Jacobs Junior High School. 5:45 tomorrow, basketball JV game, boys versus Newman Catholic here at Marathon High School. 7:15, boys varsity game against Newman Catholic, again here at Marathon High School, and again a game you can hear right here on 98.9 WXCO. On Thursday at 4:15, girls JV2 game versus Marshfield at the Marathon High School Wellness Center gym. 4:15 on Thursday as well. Wrestling, boys 6th, 7th, and 8th grade meet at Antigo High School. 4:30 on Thursday, basketball 7th and 8th grade game versus Edgar in Edgar. 5 o'clock on Thursday, wrestling, boys JV triangular at Toma High School. Wrestling boys varsity quad, 5 o'clock at Toma High School on Thursday. Basketball 7th and 8th grade girls game at Edgar at 5:30 on Thursday. 5:45, basketball JV game versus Stratford here at the Marathon High School gym. Also a JV2 game versus Edgar at the Marathon High School Wellness Center gym. And then at 7:15 on Thursday, girls basketball varsity game versus Stratford here at Marathon. The Marathon Athletic Club supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. 27-13, Marathon over Stanley Boyd. We'll look at the scoring of this first half coming up next. This is Marathon High School girls basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
I'm Chad Holmstroing, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.